Good morning, and welcome to day 7. And go ahead and sign in and let me know that you're on the call. We've opened up the lines again 5 minutes early, so we can get started on time today. So it's a beautiful sunny day here in Carmel Valley. And for those of you who are signed on early, I'd love to show you where I live. So here is my beautiful view. And that's mountain ranges out there. And it is so gorgeous here, really, really gorgeous. There's a koi pond. It's an amazing place to live. I live on 3 acres. And I love it, love it, love it. So, good morning. Hi, Elise. Good morning, Jyoti. So, it's an exciting day, the completion day. We're going to be doing a lot of regeneration today, and it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. Going through how you graduate, going through how you take your next steps and move into the next level. So it's a really, really luscious day. And usually we cut the last day 2 hours short, but since it's an online training, we're going to just stick with the schedule. We're going to go from 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. So you'll get some extra time because we're the online training. Hey, good morning, Elizabeth. Glorious morning in Norway. Fantastic. Yeah, I want you to come visit me, Elizabeth. You have to come here sometime. It's on 3 acres. It feels very much like, I don't know, the rolling mountains. It feels very European. There's little villages with vineyards and ranches, and it's very sweet. People are lovely here, too, really, really lovely. People come from all over to come to this area because it's so beautiful. Sharon, good morning. Good morning, Mary. beautiful, inspiring from Jyoti. Fantastic. I'm so happy you guys are timely and actually early. So we've had a pretty powerful week. Lots and lots of breakthroughs. So I'm excited to really get kind of a report from each of you. Since we aren't physically together, I'd love to have you let me know a few of the changes that you've gone through. And as a matter of fact, for your certification, you do write me a little report on what's shifted. The chat box is great, but it's nice to kind of document. This is why I came in. This is where I am now. These are some changes that happened this week. So, Elizabeth, yes, I definitely will come to visit you. Yes, good, Elizabeth. Very good, very good. Okay, and we're coming up to the hour. And I just wanted to open the lines early like we have been doing. And there's Karen. Great. Good morning, Karen. So, well, let's see, we're going to start with a guided meditation. I'd love to have most of you. We've been having anywhere from 17 to 21 students on. We've only got 9 yet, so let's wait another few minutes. Heather, good morning, my dear. Oh, fantastic. Elizabeth saying, best well-spent money ever. I feel totally renewed, and it is amazing. And Heather's saying good morning to the classmates. So I'm very happy. You know, this isn't, it's a full self-expression class. And so it's, you know, you're learning the basics of the quantum activations in the different areas. So we do from the clearing to the regeneration. We're doing DNA, we're doing love, we're doing wealth and abundance. We're doing karma. So we're giving you a good foundation. And then there's always the going deeper. And the students who are reviewing will let you know how amazing it is to come in a second time and review, and how much more and how much deeper you go in the second round. So it's exciting. And to tune everything up and renew and restore and really connect in with your own inner knowledge and truth. Okay, good morning, Paula. Okay, we have 11 people on the line right now. Maybe a few people on the phone line, too. I'll bet there are. Let me check on that. So did you guys sleep well last night? I'll bet you did. Okay, well, the day is full and rich, and we have a lot to do. So Sherry is on. Good. So we're probably going to get started with the meditation. Just, there's 12 people now on the call. Two people. Oh, good. Okay, two people on the phone. Okay, great. Well, then that's 14 of us. That's where I was looking to at least start with 14 people. All right, so we're going to start with our guided meditation, and it's going to be wonderful. And from the guided meditation, we'll go into regeneration of the digestive system. So finding a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor, breathing in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out any negativity, worry, or concern. Breathing in and out. Send a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. Male and female bodies, ground your male and female bodies with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center. Down to the center of the earth, and then set the male and female bodies so the ovaries and the testicles on release. And ladies, you can cross over, you can make a line between your ovaries, the two ovaries, so you include your uterus and all of the equipment down there. So you can, you know, really clear out all of that. And by the way, ladies, you have miracle energy in front of your bellies. So gentlemen, this is an exercise that won't involve you, but you can just sit and just continue to release. Ladies, you have a small ball of miracle energy in front of your womb, and it's about an inch off from the skin in front of you. And this miracle energy is put in front of your womb to help you grow babies. And you have it your whole life. It's the size of a golf ball right now. It's a tiny little ball of miracle energy because you're not using it. But I'd like you to activate it and use it for another level of your healing of your body. So we're going to ground that little golf ball, maybe with a little tea, set it on a tee, and then ground that tee to the center of the earth. So you're sticking it, the tee in the earth, and then you're grounding it all the way down to the center of the earth, just so it doesn't float away or, you know, get usurped. We were talking about maintaining your own power, so you want to keep this miracle energy for yourself. And I'd love for you to see that miracle energy begin to expand, and it's the size of a baseball, and then the size of a softball. Softball is a little bigger than a baseball. And then the size of maybe a kickball. It's getting a little bigger now. And or a soccer ball, some of you know. And then maybe the size of a beach ball. And the size of an exercise ball, one of those big round balls that you sit on. And it just keeps expanding, and the biggest ball that you can imagine, and it's just growing in front of you. So now it's like bigger than the top of your head, and still sitting on that grounding cord, not floating away. And you can take a little pin and pop it, and then just have that miracle energy just ooze into your body. So you could imagine it like honey sinking into white bread. How honey just oozes into the white bread, and sometimes if you put enough honey on, it goes all the way through to the other side of the bread. And what we're going to have is that miracle energy just oozing in to your front. And it's actually, since it's over your head, it's going down your back, it's dripping down your back all the way down under your legs and your hips and your thighs, and actually it's gone down your front of your legs and your knees and shins and calves and the top of your feet too. So you're now being completely bathed in your own miracle energy. It's just sinking into your being, your body, your energy body. And you're just getting this nice boost of miracle energy. Understand that this energy that we described as oozing has a real a feeling, a quality to it. It's what allows a baby to grow. It's part of our Genesis system. It's part of the Genesis realm. And we walk around with it not actually even realizing that it's there, most of us. But you have that miracle energy. It sits right where intuition comes from. Your intuition comes from that area of the womb and the second chakra. And that's where the miracle energy is, so. Very wonderful. You should feel a little lighter, a little brighter with the miracle energy. Okay, and then going up to your adrenals, and the adrenals at an inch above the waistline, 2 inches off the spine, little acorn-like glands with hats sitting on top of the kidneys. And we're going to ground the adrenals with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the perineum, down to the center of the earth, and set the adrenals on release. And then plug in the nervous system, and let's go ahead and release the nervous system through the adrenals. So you're just plugging the nervous system into the adrenals and adrenal grounding cord and releasing the nervous system now. And you can also, if you'd like to activate the diamond clearing through the brainstem down to the right and left adrenal and down to the perineum, you can also clear the survival space. Beautiful, and we'll let that continue as we go to the center of the head. And in the center of your head, again, your golden temple of silence. Let's go ahead and open the trap door and wash out any looping thoughts, worries, or concerns. Again, if you like, you can use my favorite tool, which is the spiritual fire hose, if that's too abrupt for you. You know, use whatever makes you happy. I like to do it fast. The fire hose does it fast. Just clean out the center of the head. And when it's all cleaned out, you can close the trap door and sit on your golden temple, your throne rather, your golden throne, in this beautiful silent temple. Let's just sit for a minute or two in silence and just feel into the body. Feel your feet and your legs and your knees and your thighs. Feel your hips, your sexual center. Feel your belly. Feel your low back. Feel your mid-body. Feel the rib cage and the muscles in the rib cage. Feel your heart beating. Feel your lungs. Feel your throat and your shoulders. Feel your hands. Feel your forearms and wrists, your elbows, your biceps, your upper arms. Feel your neck. Feel your head, your skull, your jaw, your eyes, your cheeks, your chin. Opening your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, through your ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Bringing cosmic energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where your spine meets the skull. Bringing that energy down through your neck, through your shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, hands, and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that energy down through your back channels. Down through your hips, looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura, pulling your aura into 18 inches around your body, putting a blue corona on the outside edge of the aura, a cobalt blue corona, burning off any alien energy. Make those flames leap up. Maybe they're 10 feet out, they leap out. And just burning off any alien energy. And as the cobalt blue flames are burning for the next few minutes, we're setting our body for regeneration. So we're communicating with the DNA and speaking to the resets, asking the body to support and hold the regeneration that we're working on now, the vision and the digestion and the sexual center. And we're turning on the light of the cell in the entire body, just activating more light, more regeneration everywhere. So as one part regenerates, it stimulates even parts that we aren't working on to regenerate. And we're just seeing the spiritual body in light, the physical body in light, the DNA light of the cell, and completely lit with brilliance. Feeling so much joy in the body, feeling that quantum pleasure field really engulfing you. So knowing that you are part of the quantum pleasure field, let's go ahead and also activate it really in our cells and our particles vibrating. So imagining that quantum pleasure field is vibrating around you, around your aura. Maybe you weren't set as high as the pleasure field was, but all of a sudden you're starting to feel that pulsation of pleasure against the outer edge of the aura, and you can really feel it. It's starting to permeate the aura, and it's pulsating like a heartbeat all around you, surrounding you, and entering your field. And as it enters your field, you begin to feel really light and sparkly and excited about what's to come. And it's pulsating and touching now against your skin and permeating your skin and becoming part of you. And your body is filled with excitement, with pleasure, with joy, with this higher energy vibration. And again, it's becoming you, and you are it. You are the quantum pleasure field expressing as a human being. Doing a beautiful, beautiful job. Doing a wonderful job. I'd like you now to imagine your spirit sitting at the top of your head and in a golden bubble. And you're going to bring your spirit back into your body and in this golden bubble. And so this golden bubble is going to be like, catalyst for you getting into your body, and gold being the energy of God. So really surrounded in the light of God, streaming down into your head, and then just noticing that the spiritual body just naturally flows, and where it might have been difficult to get below your hips, you're now flowing into your legs really easily and into your feet. And flowing into your hands and fingers, and flowing into your arms and shoulders, and torso is completely filling out. And then you want to see your spiritual body extending, stretching out to just beyond the edge of the skin, just maybe an eighth of an inch, 16th of an inch beyond your skin, so that you are completely filling out and owning your body. And taking some breaths in and out, and really breathe right down into your pelvis. And if you can, just breathe all the way down to the tips of your toes. And breathe all the way down to the fingertips. Feeling wonderful, feeling so wonderful, feeling awesome, feeling amazing. Rubbing your hands together in front of your heart chakra, creating some energy, some tapas. And I'd like you to put your right hand over your heart chakra in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity, and your left hand over your right. And repeat to yourself, I love myself, I trust myself, I express my unique self. And breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, energizing this new sensation. And then moving your hands into bear grip, so the right hand is facing your throat, and the left hand is facing out. And this is called bear grip. And it's for strengthening your voice in the world. And so we're just going to energize this and see you being clear, clearly understood, being able to speak well, being able to be heard in the world. Really feeling your voice being strengthened. And then we're going to go into the Lotus Mudra. So you make your Namaste hands and then open them up. And the Lotus Mudra is for integrating your heart's desire with the higher expression of self. Move back a little bit so you can watch and do this with me. And so you see there's an opening here, the Lotus. Okay, so breathing in, we're going to do this 10 times, integrating your heart's desire with your higher expression of self or your divine purpose. In, out. So breathing in, up. Breathing out, down. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out, and you can do the mantra Sat Nam, which is my name is truth. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. And one more. Sat. Nam. And just hold for a moment and feel that alignment with the heart and the high self. We'll do one more mudra. I need to move back a little bit more. We're going to be doing a mudra that's going to strengthen your grounding. And so you put your right hand here with your thumb facing, pointing out. And this is at my pubic bone. And your left hand with thumb facing up. So your life built on a firm foundation, pointing out into the world. Your strong core, which is the fist here, and then the thumb pointing up. So you're grounded, you're in the world, you have a strong core, and you're reaching towards your higher aspirations. And then let's just go ahead and energize this by breathing in and out. And one time through, if you know the Gayatri, we'll do that, which is the Gayatri is the mantra for enlightenment. Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Om Tat Savitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. And we'll complete with Namaste and Miracle Mudra. Miracle Mudra is opening to receiving all the wonder and blessings of the world. So you're making a cup. It's also called the cup of love, really being able to receive all the love flowing in from the universe, pouring it into your heart as the cup overflows, accepting, and then Namaste. I honor the God in you. I see you. I love you. I cherish you. I feel so blessed to be with you. And welcome back. I'm going to pull my chair back to the computer. The screen here. There we go. So good morning, everyone. That was kind of a fun meditation with mudra and even some breath activations. So we touched a variety of different meditation techniques from different systems. And I'm just so happy to have you all here on our day, seventh day, our day of fulfillment, really. The seventh day is really the best because we've done so much clearing and we're moving into the next level of clearing. So, any comments? How was the meditation for you? Oh, wow. That was amazing, Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth. You're always so ready to receive extraordinary energy shifts. I can just see that by all of your excited responses, and I love that enthusiasm. I'd like to share with you, not to distract you too much, but I'd like to share with you how you'll be able to do your certification. And I know that's been kind of a wonder. How are we going to do this with people attending on the phone and online and some coming to different classes? And so I figured it out. I prayed about it, and I'd like to share that with you. Oh, and more comments are coming in. Love the meditation from Karen. That my feet are tingling from Elise. Wonderful from Vanya. Beautiful. Thank you from Crystal. Hi, Crystal. I didn't see you on before. Sharon, that was amazing. Thank you. Heather, fantastic. Thank you. Would you guys like to do like an hour follow-up in about a week? We can set that up. I think that'd be really great to just do a touch-in after the class. So that's what I have in my mind, that we do a little quick follow-up and see how everybody's doing, maybe do a quick tune-up with a meditation. So if that's good for you, let's do that. We'll get that on the schedule. That was amazing from Sharon. Fantastic from Heather. Felt heat and power in the core like never before. Thank you so much from Jyoti. And lovely from Roxanne. Wonderful. Marvelous. Looks like we have 17, and I think we have three people on the phone lines. We have an anonymous phone line caller, so that's interesting. I'm sure you're part of the class. Okay, so what we're going to do right now, yes, a follow-up, okay, good, okay. So we will do a follow-up, and let me just take you through, for some reason I've got something showing up that's a little goofy, but okay. I'm going to take you through how to get certified, and for those of you who are already certified, there is Elise and Heather and Bill. Already certified, so you won't need to deal with any of this. This was a review class for you. But for those of you who are attending the training, your certification or a diploma, so just a completion certificate, this is how you would get it. Since we haven't done this before online, and people were on and off, and we had some people attending virtually without attending the live class account, attending after the class. So this is how it's going to happen. Let's see. There we go. How to receive your certification. So attendance requirements. You must complete all 7 full days of training. And then you'd have to send just an affirmation. I've completed the full 7-day course and attended all sessions. And by the way, we have a list of everybody who's been on the phone calls and what hours you've been on, and we have a list of everybody who has been on and on what days you're on and what times you've been on and off. So we have kind of the, I don't know if we have the exact, we have how many hours or minutes you attended. So please be accurate, and, let's this is kind of an honor system, but I can kind of double check it too because the systems allow us to see. Or I've attended most of the course, and here is a short essay on the hours I've watched on video to make up for missing some sections. So if you were a person who could watch 5 hours and then either had to go to sleep or had to go to work, and you watched the last 2 hours or the first 2 hours later, you can write an essay on each of those sections that you were making up by watching them on video. Or the third option, I've watched all videos and here's a short essay on all days. And then you would write an essay on each day on what you learned, kind of a synopsis of what shifted for you and what you learned. This is the best way, it's a little extra work for me, but this is the best way for me to get that you understand what we've been doing online. It's kind of tough to certify people online, so I felt like this was really a kind of a fair thing for everybody. If we had, like, either you've attended everything and we see the documentation of that, or you've attended something by watching it on video and you've written a little essay. Short, a paragraph or two. I don't want long essays. Okay, and then the second thing, please share either in writing or on a video. And this is for me to see where, what you resonated with, what really changed for you, and also for you to get clear on what your breakthroughs were. And if you were in a training where we were in person, we would very likely catch you on video. We would just have you say why you attended the course, three breakthroughs you experienced as a result of attending the course, what I looked forward to in the future as a result of attending this course. And if you're willing, this is not a requirement, but, don't want that there. Sorry about that. There we go. And if you're willing, and this is not a requirement, just a, if you're willing to have your comments to help other people make a decision, what were my breakthroughs, there'll be people just like you. So if you're willing to have your picture next to your comments, you can send a picture and we'll be happy to help, you know, that helps other people who are considering coming into the class. But this is really going to help me understand, you know, where you're at and what your breakthroughs were, what was important to you. And so when you're coming into future classes, I'll be able to know what you're really resonating with and where your shifts are happening. Payment of tuition in full. This is for certification. Not to worry, you, if you're on a payment plan, you will be certified. We just give you the certification, the certificate, when the payment is done. So either you've paid the tuition in full or you're going to complete your payment plan in what month. And so if you started the payment plan this month, then you have 9 more months of a payment plan. If you started it a few months ago, then you've got 6 or 8 or whatever. So if you just would either acknowledge that your tuition is paid in full, and then I can double-check that with my staff, and or your payment plan is complete on what month, and then we would be getting you a certification in that month, so as long as you've met the other requirements. And then please finally make sure we have your correct mailing address so we can mail your certificate to you. So here are the steps for completing and getting the certification, and I'll be sending this to you so you don't have to write it down. It'll come today with the class PowerPoints. But I just wanted to clear up any questions. I know some of you are excited about being certified, and I'm excited about having you certified, and this is kind of the way that I've decided to deal with people coming on and off and different times, and it got a little this just brings it all so that the people who are certified have done all the training. Okay, my dear, so that takes care of that order of business. We can have that pop back up at the end of class if you'd like to review it, but you'll also, excuse me, you'll get a copy of this. So, very good. Any questions on how to get certified or any declarations that I really want this certification, you could pop that in to the chat box. That would also help me to know how many of you came in to get the certification. And we can get all of your, if you're on a payment plan, we can get all of your requirements taken care of and get your certificate in an envelope, and just the minute you're done with your final payment, it'll be in the mail to you. So would really love for you to all take care of this this week before Friday. That would be good. Either, and I understand if some of you are watching and you can watch a few hours at a time, please let me know when you would complete it. This is not going to be, let's see, maybe I need to make a timeline. For those of you who are watching the videos, 14 days from the completion day of class. So 14 days from today would be the deadline for you getting in all of your essays and requirements. So we'll make that for everybody. So other than the requirement of the payment plan, all the other requirements need to be in within 14 days of the completion of this class, which is today. So 14 days from now. And let me see, I can give you the dates. So today is the 24th, so the deadline would be September 7th. I don't like that word, deadline. So the timeline of completion would be September 7th. I like that better. Let's see. Is any time limit to send the essay? Yes, I really want the certification from Elizabeth. Certification would be perfect from Sharon. I would love to be certified. Thank you. From Jyoti, Roxanne, yes, certification, awesome. Blessings, blessings. Okay, so so now we have it, September 7th. I'll put that up here. So it's in there, due by September 7th. 2015. So that's on your PowerPoint. Sorry. Excuse me. And I'm putting it on the first page too, so you can see it both places. You have 2 weeks to get it in. Okay, good. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. At least 7 people wanting the certification. Very good. And I am so happy and want you to have it. So I want you to have it. I want you guys certified. So if that's important, let's get that done. After lunch, we'll take some time and go through what's included in the year-long program and how you would fill out an application. It is an application process. We kind of carefully screen people and make sure that they're suited for the program. And I will be, what I've seen, I've had a vision of it, is I will be offering it online. How it will be is we may just Skype you in. We have done that in the past in the apprentice program. We actually would set up a computer for the missing person or people. So we might do either a live chat or just Skype you in to the training days here at my house. So there are 2 7-day trainings that happen at my house in person. And if you needed to attend live stream, you'd still have to be active in the class because the trainings are so deep. You couldn't be watching videos for the 7-day trainings. So you'd either fly out. The rest of the trainings are online. But there are 2 7-day requirements, 1 every 6 months, where you would come in and train here. Or we would get you live in the class, like by Skyping, putting a computer on a chair, and you're interacting with the rest of the students. We have done that, and it's been successful. So you could certify, but there's no certification like we've done today where you'd look at the stuff after class. Because you're actually interacting with the classmates and you're doing activations with each other. And so somebody would be sitting in front of the computer screen with you doing the homework of the activations with you. So you actually work on each other during those advanced trainings. Okay, Renee and Andrea. I'm using my daughter's iPad, so Alex is showing up as Andrea today. Okay. Okay, thanks, Alex. I hope I'll remember that. Excited for Ruby. Great, Renee. Me too, Paula. Fantastic. Oh, my. I just updated my resume with certified. I didn't know we got certified when payment is done. Oops. You know what I put in there? I would, on your resume, successfully completed a week of training or something like that. But the reason we're doing that is because some people have difficulty making payment plans when they're at the 6 month or the 8th month, and you know certifications are important. So that's what we're doing. We're just letting you attend, even though you've only paid a few $100s. For some of you, you've maybe only paid $250 up front, and that's fine. But we just want to. So anyway, that's it. Jyoti, yes. So moved. Thank you, Julie Renee. Yay. Okay. Okay. So we'll talk more about that. I'd actually like to get into the training for today, and I just wanted to make sure that we dealt with that right away, because I've been kind of, how do I know who to certify if you're not all on all the time? And I can see that there's a steady stream of you on most of the time, and I love it. We have, I think we have like 5 people doing the after-hours classes and things like that. So this is the way that I came up with that I thought would work. Okay, so we're going to go back. We're going to start now with the training on, the activations on digestion. And what I've decided to do, Karen was really helpful in showing me that I needed to be a little more clear. So we're going to save this document we've been using, and we're going to call it Diamond Activations Digestion. So it'll be a separate document. And then we're going to actually identify what we're doing each step of the way for digestion. So then you'll have a step-by-step, and you'll know, well, what in amplification do what I do for digestion? Are you seeing that? That's maybe just on my screen. There we go. Got rid of it. Okay. So we'll put here instead, we'll put digestion. And so this will be the quantum activations for digestion. And maybe clear up some of the questions about it. So in digestion, in amplification, we'll clear satanic or dark energies. Lucifer stops, soul contracts, demonic, evil spirit curses, satanic curses, cycles, and timelines. And we're going to take this stuff off of here. We may integrate it later, but not now. Oh, there's a lot of crazy stuff on this one. Yeah. Okay, so this is what we're clearing in amplification. I wonder if I can delete that. No. Some of these let you delete them and some of them don't. Okay. Yeah, maybe we can take them off. Oh, no. Yep. There. Okay. Alex wants the certification. Fantastic, Alex. Okay. All right. So this is amplification clearings for digestion. So you can go ahead and get started pumping. And then also let's go ahead and we'll just identify what we're going to clear. And how I'm getting this is I'm muscle testing. So group mind virus, curses, black magic, atheist thought forms, trauma from past lives and also this life, etheric body, emotional bodies, cycles and timelines, and not cycles and timelines. So we're going to take out cycles and timelines. I think this is going to be good because you're going to have, like, you know, how it's done. You'll see how it's done. And then with emotions and digestion, emotional thought forms, emotional body, etheric body, that's a no. Emotional brain is a yes. And then this is a no, because this is just identifying that that's what we're doing in meditation. Cycles, timelines. We do timelines in the emotions, but not karma and cycles. And we don't do ghosts here. And we don't do this stuff. And we don't do this stuff. So this is what we would clear in emotions for digestion. And then going down to DNA bloodline, we're going to clear DNA. We're not going to do, in this case, while we're doing the clearance, we're not going to do the DNA repair. We're not going to do the DNA resets because we'll do them in the cell regeneration. That's where that's going to happen. And the telomere expansion, that would be during the cell regeneration. Clearing DNA from transplant, we do that. And we clear bloodline or clan. Okay, I think this is going to make it easier for you guys so that you actually can see, here's what we're doing. This is for digestion. So this is the one for digestion, quantum activation digestion. And so this is what we're clearing. And we'll do that for the healing of the sexual centers, too, so that you'll just have it and you'll know. Okay. And so everybody should be pumping at this point. And we're going to just pump right through through amplification, perception. And, oh, and let me also identify, which will be helpful, what in digestion we're clearing. Okay. Let me just double check. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so this is the basics of what we're clearing. This is the digestive clearing. So this is what we're after when we're working on the digestive clearing. So any blocks to full function or full clearing on these areas. Good enough. Oh, I know one more. Oh gosh, you're not seeing this. Sorry about that. I thought you were seeing it, but I stopped sharing. Okay, let me share. Sorry about that, guys. I thought I was sharing this with you, and I've been typing away. Okay, so Alex, I definitely want the certification. Karen, great. This helped. That helps. I was calling everything on the amplification chart. Clearing, probably. Spiritual parasites, even though I was calling everything on the amplification chart spiritual parasites, even though I know they are not, but pumping for correct ones. Okay. Vanya, what is the difference between Lucifer, satanic, and evil spirits? I see them as different points. Good question. Thank you. Okay, I hope this helps. Fill contracts and the ones we're looking at, those are contracts with Satan. And typically you agreed to a difficult scenario to grow, but with the field of amplification you now have 100-fold the soul. Okay, guys, this should help. You're welcome, Vanya. Why is satanic different from dark? I would like to know what exactly I'm clearing. It isn't different. I think the one thing you think about is satanic or dark energies might be the, yeah, they're essentially the same. So I wouldn't say that they were significantly different. Satanic being a personality, dark energies meaning a pervasive, permeating force, but it's all the same. It is really, there is no difference. If you muscle test, it's the same. There we go. Get a little explanation on everything. Lucifer is not Satan. No, we went through this, but I'm happy to do it again. Lucifer was a fallen angel, And Satan is a dark presence. They are different. They are not one and the same. Sometimes religious groups call them one and the same, but they aren't. You're welcome, everyone. I'm happy to do this. You know, actually, it's your questions from yesterday. I really, really listen to you and want you to just have everything you need. You're welcome. So I understand that I get this, and that's one of the things, you know, like people who bring something in, they get it, and it makes sense to them, and they like, well, you should get it. And I don't think that you should get it. I think that you should get it when you understand it. So if you're really saying, could you write it out? Could you explain it a little better? So here's my response to, yes, I can write it out and I can explain it a little better. And you'll also be getting this PowerPoint, obviously. So you'll have all of these extra explanations of what things are. Elise, yeah, you could check Lucifer Stops. There's a couple things that we look at when you know, an activation doesn't go to fullness, and one of them is Lucifer Stops, but it's not the only one. We also look at cycles. We look at timeline. You know, transplant or shared DNA can sometimes be the culprit. And then DNA resets, like your body is really going to keep going back to the old reset. So those are things that we'll check, you know, like if it's not holding, we're going to go back and look for those specific things. Lucifer Stops is one of them, but like I said, it's not the only one, but it could be. It could be the problem. Okay, very good outlining of it all. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so let's put that just as a new slide in here. Thank you. So when I'm looking at someone who's not gotten the results I had expected them to get, these are things that I'm checking on to look, is there something that we missed somewhere? And what is it that we didn't touch? And these are the things that I would typically look for. A complex evil spirit curse. One of my apprentices in the very first round 4 years ago, we had to remove 27 aspects of one evil spirit curse, and his life just got 100 times better. But we had to really, really look at the curse issue, and that could be a whole nother class, but that's something. Oops. Okay. So this is, yeah. Timelines. Sure, I can explain about timelines more. One scenario is the timeline that starts with birth in the body and ends with death. Okay, so that's one possible scenario of a timeline. And then the information on the timeline comes from, let's see, so the, not the information, but the time bombs. And the time bombs come from past life programming. And so if you've had really trauma, unresolved trauma, which kind of looks like karma in a way. So when something happens in another life, like you get throat cancer at 40 and there's no cure for it, and it's an unresolved trauma, it may show up again lifetime after lifetime. And so it looks like karma, but it's actually something that gets wired into the timeline. So, but it looks like karma in so many ways. And then this is something that you could go out into your timeline and you could clear anything related to cancer. Like if you were clearing DNA cancer, you might also look and see, are there any things in the timeline that would go off where I would have cancer or poor function of my throat, and you could clear them that way. There can be like spiritual timeline. And that timelines are always in this body. So the experience is, you know, something goes off and something changes with your physical environment. So its timelines are something in this body. But a spiritual timeline would be related to your essence or your essential nature, which is your spirit. And then unresolved challenges. So again, it looks like karma, unresolved. And so then it becomes opportunities, you know, it becomes an opportunity to resolve something that's unresolved. Okay, I think that's good. And then the clearing is, you know, imagining the timeline out in front and back, or just the quantum pump. So if you're clearing the timeline, doing meditation, it's imagining the timeline in front and back of you, to the beginning and end of your life. And then using a golden vacuum cleaner. To clean off time bombs. Or essentially programs that are set to go off, you know, at the revisiting of the problem. So that's the resolution in meditation. And then the resolution with the quantum pump. Is the side pump. That swish kind of pump that we also use in the DNA. Okay, so that answers that. And again, we're clearing the digestion and blocks to these things: mouth and saliva glands, throat, esophagus, stomach, large and small intestines, colon, rectum, anus, ability to produce digestive enzymes from brain and pancreas, nerves in the digestion, little finger-like nerves that move nutrients and waste through the system, and proper function of valve system. And we're doing amplification, and we're about 70% through an amplification. And I do see more questions. Okay. Timelines. Okay, and then Crystal. If I may ask again, was it about 8 days approximately it would take to clear all of our other evil spirit curses? Believe black magic to self. Was the way more. Thanks. Black magic to self was way more. And no, not evil spirit curses. Might have been Lucifer stops. Evil spirit curses would be really different for each person. I don't think it was that short of a time, but let me look. Evil spirit curses seems like it would be many days. For clearing all evil spirit curses from the group one by one. So if they did it for themselves, approximately. Interesting, Crystal, because on the evil spirit curses, it'll be so different from person to person. Some people won't have any, and some people will have a lot. So why don't I just look for you so we have an example, and then I'll... So Crystal, removing all evil spirit curses from her, how many days would that take? So all evil spirit curses from Crystal. Okay. I don't get that you can do the quantum pump and clear all of it. You're going to have to, you can try. And you're going to get a lot of it cleared but there's a whole series of what to look for, a sophistication. And I get that you can't clear them all on your own. So maybe that's something that we're going to include in the next level of training. So I have certainly taught it in the apprentice program, and I don't think that we really taught it in the Ruby level, but we can add that in the Ruby level. And it would be looking at two or three of you as examples, and then just like we did with my apprentice Mark, pulling the 27 things out, and so you understand, you learn how to find the pieces of the evil spirit curses. I think ultimately anybody can do it, but you need to actually just learn how to ask the questions. And you've been seeing me do it, and now I'm simplifying things and I'm answering questions for you and saying, in amplification, these are the things you would clear. And normally I would want you to be able to ask, well, is there anything in satanic or dark energies I need to clear? So that you would get the answer for yourself. But I get that, you know, we're at the beginning, so that, you know, I can help you. And I think that that's the thing with evil spirit curses. Ultimately, there's some, you know, complex stuff. If we're really going on a hunt, that would be something that we would want to pull out. And that's why I put it into what if the activation is less or not expected. Oops, and that should be here. The evil spirit curses, complex or evil spirit curses should be here. Oh, there they are. They are there. Okay, good. So this is, you know, this is one of them that you have to check out if the activation isn't, you know, like you get a set, but in any case, that's the best answer I can give you. What are time bombs? Okay. I'll go through it again. Unresolved trauma looks like karma, lands on your there you go. That should do it. Unresolved trauma, karma, looks like karma, lands on your timeline at the same time as in a past life incident and is called a time bomb. So, throat, i.e., throat cancer at 43 lives ago. Now, throat cancer at 40 in this life. Okay? Thank you 100 times. You're welcome, Vanya. 100 times. Okay, Pilates pumping for Elizabeth. Great. Crystal, okay, great. Muscle testing, then absolutely check it, please. Thank you. I did, and I got the answer that you could clear some in 8 or 9 days, but that you wouldn't get to zero. And Crystal, ore that I gave, received, also nice to check. That you gave, received, and nice to check. Got it for Vanya. And why not just do the whole list when clearing? With Elizabeth's question, why not do the whole list when clearing? You have to test, is this appropriate for this clearing? So in this clearing activation, this is what you would test. That is why I gave you the whole list of things, so you could just test the whole list. It won't necessarily be appropriate to do the whole list for each activation. But that's why you have the whole list, so that you can muscle test and say, is this part of the clearing? Is there stuff I need to clear here? And then you can get a yes or no. And then we come up to another question, which I think is an important one. And I don't know if Crystal is actually asking this, but how you get out of more having more curses put on you is you no longer believe in the system, meaning you no longer participate in the system, meaning not that you ignore the curses that are on you, you have to clear those, but you don't curse anybody. You don't say anything bad about anyone. It takes a tremendous amount of discipline. So there's evil spirit curses and there's curses, right? We have black magic and curses. Those are what come out of our mouth. Black magic is stuff we say against ourselves. It's like a curse. We put it into our field over and over again. Evil spirit curses are, you know, consciously done curses that harm somebody. Curses are what we say like, oh, that person doesn't, I really hate that person, they're just awful, or something like that, you know, where that's kind of a curse. That is a curse. That, and then repetitiously said, creates an energy around that person and between the two of you. So if you've said that quite a few times, you notice how people are uncomfortable with you if you've said something not nice about them a number of times. It starts building up an energy between the two of you. So when I tested for a woman in the Cacao Islands, and I know I said this before, she had her husband cheat on her, and every day they fought. She loved him, but she didn't know if she could ever forgive him. And when we were doing the clearings, what we discovered is she had put like 16,000 curses on him in 2 years, and all this yelling and screaming at him every day for 2 years for, you know, 730 days she had been screaming at him, and all of those curses registered in his field. So he was head down having a lot of problems because the person who was with him was cursing him every day. Well, that's interesting.
Call from us.
So funny. It's a
call from us.
That's coming through on this line. It's bizarre. I guess it lets it go to the next phone. Okay, yes, I get it. It makes sense. Thank you. Good. Let me see if I can just hang that up. So if you've ever consciously, in this life or any other life, cursed people, and I'm going to say that there's been nobody that has gotten through this life without saying something unkind about somebody, then you've cursed somebody. So then you would also, when you're clearing your own curses, you could clear all the curses you've ever put out on anyone else. And if you put evil spirit curses on people, then you would also be able to clear what you've done to others. And I would say that would be the way to really start practicing a kind of hygiene around, you know, your words being a blessing in the world. And what a wonderful project to take on to clean off what you've done. I, as a teacher, put massive control energy on people who were behaving inappropriately. So one of the things has happened. It's a little bit makes me chuckle, but I've had quite a few men seek me out and then say, I have to apologize. I'm sure I really deserved it, but I know that you have a lot of control energy on me from another life, and I've really done my penance. I'm sorry for the bad person I was, and would you take the control energy off of me? And honestly, I've had more than five gentlemen in the last year say, I so see you as the light, and you're not putting any control energy on anybody. You know, so I wasn't cursing people. I was just stopping them from hurting other people. So I would just like clamp down and put a control energy on them. So they would, you know, not be able to experience their full power because they were misbehaving. And that is not what I'm doing in this life. and you know, that was the game on the planet during the patriarchal era. It was, oh, you don't know who you're messing with. I can hurt you, you know, or I can control you. That was the old game. That is not the new thing that we do. That is not what we're doing anymore. We're not doing that. We are clearing away what's muddle on us, clearing away the muddle we've done to others, and standing in our authority. And so that's another thing where you look at, well, maybe you can shift up in healing if you don't have your energy in thought forms around a whole lot of people. You could, you know, clear those thought forms. And I guess that would be another week-long class of just removing everything we've ever done to anybody else. But can you imagine the freedom and the love that would flow towards you if that were the case, if you actually took the time, dedicated some significant time to just removing any harm that you've ever done with anyone else? That would be amazing. And imagine how the field of amplification, if 5 million people did that, how that field of amplification would really diminish in harm, and you know, where more of the law of attraction and joy and love could expand in. So I would love to see that. Okay, interesting. Thank you for all your sharing and info. You're welcome, Crystal. And Elizabeth, wow, I'm taking on that project to clear all I have ever cursed. Fantastic, beautiful. Yes, love a real power, Sharon. Okay, great. And Crystal was the one, she was the one who asked about did I give. Mm-hmm. Just look down here on evil spirit curses. It was Crystal, okay. Crystal, on the evil spirit curses, you could remove 93% of the evil spirit curses if you worked on it for 8 days. So that's quite a lot. I would definitely do that. And then perhaps at some point you're training with me. Maybe we do that in the Ruby level where we use you as an example for the curse clearings. That would be good. And we get down to the bottom of whatever that 7% is. I didn't want to leave you hanging like thinking, oh, my God, I'm cursed. That's not the case. And probably with every person there are some that are more complex curses that need someone who can investigate the unhooking things. So there would be like implants or hooks or stuff, you know, like locked in that would have to be removed. And that's what I would teach you, how to do that kind of investigation, which is not part of this diamond class because it's really another whole level of clearings. And you don't see it with everybody. I mean, everybody has, I think, some of this. Let's see. Yeah, 30% have really the more complex. So 30% have the more complex. So 70% don't. Okay. And Alex, I'm committed to doing it before the end of the year. Oh, fantastic, Alex. And how many percent can I clear? Well, this was a specific question that Crystal asked on her situation with evil spirit curses. So she specifically asked, is it 8 days? And then I said to her, looks like you wouldn't be able to be completely successful. But if you did 8 days, you'd clear 93%. And then there'd have to be some deeper work. So, oh, so great. Lots answered. And this is so good to hear. Many thanks. Okay. And then, so Elizabeth, if you're echoing Crystal, I mean, there's many, many things you know, to clear. So I don't know if you're asking the same question as Crystal. For Crystal, it was important. That question was important. So let me know if that is what you felt like you also wanted to know about evil spirit curses. Okay, and then let's just go back to the PowerPoint for just a moment. We're going to check in and see where we're at. And I'm going to use this morning to really go deeper into all of the explanations. So we've done that one. We've looked at that. So let's see. We've got that cleared. Satanic or dark energies cleared. Lucifer stops are cleared. Soul contracts cleared. Demonic curses cleared. Evil spirit curses not completely cleared. Satanic curses are completely one person has left, and evil spirit curses, four people have left. So we have four, we have five curses, four of them are evil spirit curses, and one of them is a satanic curse. So that's what we have left in here. So just keep pumping. We're going to go down next to perception. And everybody just keep pumping. We're clearing. We're still clearing amplification. But let's go through this list. So let's see. Maybe we can get this down here. And this one we'll just take down here. Okay. Let's see. I think we can do that. Okay, so keep clearing on amplification, and we'll go through the explanation of each of these. So group mind, which is called a meme. That's what we call it, a meme. Oops, oh, that was my hand. It's a lot of energy on my hand, and sometimes when I touch the mouse, it just jumps all over the place. So we're moving a lot of energy here. Okay, so... a group mind, remember, we described as literally a group of people create. Hang on one sec. This might have something in it, format. This should go over. No, that's not it. No. There we go. Okay, sorry about that. I just didn't remember. I knew it was up there somewhere. Okay, so a group of people think along the same lines. They create a strong group thought form, not necessarily aligned with truth, okay, so that would be a meme. And then group mind virus is called a miasm, and this is a group group Okay, I see some questions coming in. So great, lots answered. That was Crystal. I think I read that one. Yes, the same question about evil spirit curses from Elizabeth. Okay, so you'd clear for 13 days, and you get 95% clear, and then you'd need some bigger help to clear the last 5%. And Crystal, I'm on with Pilates here too, good. And Crystal, just a thought, a group mind, etc., equivalent to sect, religion, whether outspoken or unconscious agreement, exactly, Crystal. So yes, like a religious group or sect, exactly. And none of this necessarily needs to be spoken. Everybody just needs to have the same thought form. Oh, you're welcome, Elizabeth. Heather, I would like to clear the complex curses in Ruby if possible. I tested that I can't clear all myself. Would really appreciate it. Heather, I'm convinced I'm going to put that into Ruby level. So we'll have that as part of the 7-day or 6-day training that we do in the Ruby level. We typically have a 6-day training, and a lot of times we'll open up the day before class officially starts to do like a church service, and then going over to the refuge for a massage and a steam bath, and there's like 10 different mineral pools to soak in, and it's just kind of a cleansing day before. So we typically have the invitation for 7 days, but the first day is kind of a spiritual renewal day. And definitely I'm going to put that into the formula for the Ruby, the retreat, Ruby retreat. Just a thought from Crystal. Is group mind the equivalent of, oh yes, and that's correct. Yeah, and both group mind and group mind agreement is unconscious and conscious. So it goes in both levels because it's from the mind not from necessarily speaking. It can be, but you can go along, you know, in a group just not fighting group mind. You just figure, well, I just am going to accept it even though I know it's not true. And so that it can be unconscious or conscious. Wonderful. Thank you so much. 95% is a good relief. That's from Elizabeth. Renee, would we be able to clear the group mind of people in ISIS to stop them from hurting all those people? Probably not. Better to work on ourselves and elevating. When you do battle, you're doing battle with Satan and, you know, a lot of demons and things like that. It's a tough thing. You're welcome, Heather. We don't really go against groups other than to, you know, attempt to really shift group mind up. So there's focusing on the harm or focusing on, you know, making more enlightened folks on the planet. Okay, atheist thought forms, all beliefs. I can't heal, send, etc. So anything of the I can't variety is the atheist thought forms. Trauma from past lives, that's probably pretty clear. Trauma from past lives and also this life. And then this one, etheric, emotional body. These are these are energetic bodies. Okay, my dear, so you have a little better description of everything. I hope that this is helpful for you. So you know, really in your mind, you can like conceptualize that I get what I'm clearing. That's the goal. Do we clear emotions or beliefs in the same way as physical issues? We haven't gotten to the emotional page yet. That is actually the next page. And how can we do conscious decisions only, not on the subconscious level? Well, you're clearing yourself, not others, and so it doesn't matter if you know or not know. You're clearing in one false swoop. You know, in this case, we're clearing blocks to your digestion functioning well. So it doesn't matter if you know or don't know. That's just like with running energy in the back channels. Your body doesn't, you don't know necessarily where your back channels are, but your body does. Okay, we'll go back up to just amplification to see where we're at here. So amplification, evil spirit curses, all of those are now clear for digestion, satanic curses, one still left. Cycles and timelines are cleared, so there's one satanic curse. I'll take care of that. So just need to focus in for a minute. We're working in perception. Group mind clear, group mind virus. And we're just starting into perception, so nothing is cleared yet on perception. You are welcome, Jyoti. I'm really happy. I love, love, love the PowerPoints and deep explanations. Wonderful. And then, so we will, when we're going to take a 20-minute break in about 6 minutes. So we're just going to keep going. I guess I'm just so involved with teaching you guys, I didn't take the first 5-minute break. So I apologize for that, but we'll have a 20-minute break in 6 minutes. And you're welcome to keep pumping if you want to, but I want you to stand up and walk around and, you know, really be refreshed. And then we'll come back and we'll keep working on digestion and hoping that we'll get to regeneration before lunch. Hopefully we do. So we'll just keep going. I think what you will come out of from this is you will have really thorough explanations. So when you're going to work on yourself, you'll really understand what you're doing, which is important. Thanks, Jyoti. Jyoti. Jota se jota jagavo. Ah, singing. Why don't we do the Trayambaka mantra? Let's do it 10 times through. That'll maybe take us close to the hour. Om Trayambakam yajamahe Sugandhim pushti vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyam Amritatu. Yay! Okay, let's see. I'm going to bring up the screen. We'll use for the screensaver the requirements for the certification. And we're just getting ready to do our break now. And we'll take a 20-minute break. Let me just put that on the bottom here. Okay, we'll put that in another color so you guys see it. Make it bold. Make it. Oops. We aren't doing okay, folks, break it started.